The prophet Daniel and three of his friends were among the young nobles of Judah who were deported by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. God gave them exceptional wisdom, and the king placed them in positions of authority. Daniel's three companions, who had received the Chaldean names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were made administrators over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. A few years later, Nebuchadnezzar decided to make an immense image of gold in honor of his greatness and majesty and of his God. The image was about 27 meters high and more than 2.5 meters wide, and was set up on a plain in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the governors, judges, advisers, and other provincial officers to come to the dedication of the image he had made. So all the magistrates assembled for the ceremony and stood before the image. Then a herald proclaimed in a loud voice, "This is what you are commanded to do, O nations and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, harp, and other instruments of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship the image will immediately be thrown into a burning fiery furnace." Everyone knew that the king would do just as he had said. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of all the musical instruments, they fell down and worshipped the golden image. Then some astrologers and Chaldeans came forward to denounce the Jews. "O king, live forever," they said. "You have issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, harp, and other instruments of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not do that will be thrown into a burning fiery furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods nor worship the golden image you have set up." In a furious rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned the three men and said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image I have set up? Therefore, when you hear the sound of the musical instruments, if you fall down and worship the image I have made, very good. But if you do not, you will be thrown immediately into a burning fiery furnace. Then what God will be able to save you?" "O Nebuchadnezzar," replied the three men, "we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the burning fiery furnace, the God we serve is able to save us. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image you have set up." Beside himself with rage, Nebuchadnezzar ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded the three men to be bound and thrown into the fire. The furnace was so hot that the flames killed the men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into it. So the three Jews were thrown, fully dressed and firmly tied, into the blazing furnace in the king's presence. Then Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and said to his advisers, "Wasn't it three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" "Certainly, O king," they replied. "Look," said Nebuchadnezzar, "I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." The king approached the opening of the furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out." The 3 men came out of the fire, and the royal magistrates saw that they were unharmed. Not a hair of their heads was singed, and there was not even the smell of fire on them. Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve any god except their own God." He commanded that no one throughout the kingdom was to say anything against their God, for no other God, he said, can save in this way. Next episode, Nebuchadnezzar's insanity.